Most of nation's large public school districts choose totally remote learning. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 11, 2020. Education media are reporting that most of the nation's large public school districts have opted for a totally remote learning model this fall as concerns about the Chinese coronavirus continue. Education Week reported that, as of August 6, 17 of 20, or 85%, of the nation's largest school districts are opting for a totally remote learning model of instruction. The education outlet described the decisions being made by school district leaders as high stakes, and noted the situation is rapidly evolving. New York City, the largest school district in the country, plans to use a hybrid/partial learning model, which is defined as limited, in-person reopening. May include modifications such as social distancing and student capacity limits. The journal Education Next also observed that, to date, 35 of the nation's 50 largest public school districts, or 70%, have chosen a totally remote learning model that drops in-school instruction for their students. Christopher Cleveland reviewed the plans of these districts that educate more than 5 million children, and wrote district leaders concluded in-person instruction is either medically or politically too risky or logistically too difficult to execute in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cleveland also noted some school districts are still solidifying their plans even as school is scheduled to open within 2 weeks. In his analysis, 8 of the 50 largest school districts have opted for a multiple learning model which offers students both in-person and remote learning options, Cleveland reported. A district pursuing multiple options is the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District in Texas. Cypress Fairbanks will offer both on-campus learning and a remote learning option. Both options will follow the same instructional year calendar, grading procedures, and attendance policies, as well as the same curriculum. Pinellas County Schools in Florida is offering 3 distinct learning options for families to select: traditional, online, and virtual. These options have implications for a student's ability to remain enrolled in their current school. According to his data, only 2 of the 50 largest school districts have, to date, chosen a hybrid model, whereby students spend some time in school and some time learning remotely, and another 2 districts opted for in-person instruction only. The Center on Reinventing Public Education, CRPE, observes school districts are facing an uncertain year ahead. A review of data collected at the end of July from a sample of 477 districts across the United States found while 51% of districts surveyed planned to have at least partial in-school instruction, many school districts are undecided. CRPE noted most school districts are responding to parents' requests for remote learning options. Based on our national data, many school districts have listened. A majority plan to offer a virtual home choice option that families can opt into, typically for at least the first quarter or semester, CRPE reported.